Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Booze and Bass podcast. I'm your host Jace. This is Madison, and welcome to the CarCast. This is what it looks like.
A recorded CarCast. Yep.
This is what it looks like. We're actually in the car. No studio needed. So without further ado, let's just get into this. Madison, what are we going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking a little lifestyle for you guys about college.
College, okay.
Because we are both at the tail end of our semester. How's yours wrapping up?
Stressful. It's stressful.
I'm not going to lie. I feel it.
I'm feeling it right now. I was just before this, I was like writing my essay. Now you're going to be able to see our
of people Tokyo drifting around us.
I thought you were about to see a whole thing right there. It's stressful. I was just on my laptop going to ChatGPT.
So did you hear that on Canvas now? Canvas now has a feature with Turnitin that it'll tell the teacher if you use ChatGPT.
Which I kind of...
So you have to do it and then put that through a thesaurus. Or like through the... I use this one thing that like paraphrases it for me.
Send it to me. Yeah. Because I'm going to need that.
But you do that and then apparently it hacks the system that way.
I love how we're just incriminating ourselves right now.
That's fine. Honestly, most of my classes aren't too important.
That's true. No, it was tough. Honestly, like, tail end, I'm taking this law and business course. Don't know anything about law. Kind of know stuff about business. It's hard. 72. But we're going to pass. Manifesting good vibes only. Hopefully y'all pass if you're in college. But that's not the main thing we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about if college is important or not.
The nitty-gritty of college, really.
Yeah. What's your stance on that, Madison?
I don't think college is important. And, okay, let me preface this by saying, though, because...
Well, just because you're saying that, I'm going to go the opposite route and say it is important.
You always do. So, because, okay, it depends. If any of my friends are listening to this that are majoring in this, I'm very proud of all of you. I would like to preface that by saying I'm very proud of all of you. You do not need to spend $60,000 for a communications degree. Or even, okay. I will say, go as far as saying some business degrees.
Okay.
Because depending on the business you're getting into, mm-hmm. you have the same, like, you don't have to do that. You could just find a company. And most companies will just let you work your way up with no degree needed.
Yeah. But.
But what?
On the contrary, mm-hmm. some jobs require the business or the college degree.
Not nursing.
I don't want my doctor working away from the mailroom. Come on now.
No, but like nursing, doctors, like a trade.
Okay.
Like stuff you have to learn, like. I don't know.
Like an electrician.
Yeah. Or like...
YouTube University, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I feel like there's other degrees that I feel like you're just getting just to get. Just okay. to say you have a bachelor's in something.
Well, there's certain things I will say that, for the communications at least, if you want to be a sports reporter, I don't believe that you can start in the mailroom and work your way up to a sports reporter.
Why?
Because there's certain things that... classes do teach you, and granted, you could go on, you know, YouTube University to learn these classes. You could go on, you could just look them up, but certain classes do specialize in kind of like that, how to be professional on camera, how to, you know, work the equipment, how to, you know, present yourself professionally and that kind of stuff. I know for me, I am a marketing major with a sports and entertainment concentration, and the classes that I had to take or sports marketing and digital sports marketing, and it did teach me a lot of stuff about how to approach athletes, how to kind of market them in a certain way that wouldn't get them in trouble, wouldn't get you in trouble, and how to just be professional.
PR?
Yeah, pretty much. And I feel like that adds to like my resume in a sense of like someone sees me, they're like, oh, this guy knows what the hell they're talking about, you know? As opposed to this other guy, like...
That doesn't know what that was talking about.
Pretty much.
I can agree with you depending... Because... Also, part of that, I think, is common sense.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It is. which I do understand that it's not very, common sense is not always that common. But I do feel like some of that's common sense. And I also think there's a lot of pressure put on kids that they have to go to college. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people go to college and they get a degree like that because they just don't know what they're doing. Like, I guess I'm not so much meaning people that are going to college for like I said, for like engineering or like being a doctor, whatever. Other people, I think they just go and they're like, oh, I'm just going to get, like for psychology, for example. You can't do much with a bachelor's in psychology.
Okay.
You kind of have to get a master's if you want to be a therapist or anything. So people will get sometimes a bachelor's in psychology, but I think they just get it just to get it. I don't think they actually know what to do with it.
They
just
get it. It's kind of easy. A lot of people do it. I know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people have just the bachelor's, but then they, I don't think that they actually look that you cannot do anything.
But is it also a thing of like,
like, you can do HR, human, like, if you're into that.
But is it also a thing of, like, there's not a lot of jobs, like, opportunities in that space?
No. I think it's just, I don't think it's a lack of jobs. It's just, like, a lack of, they want you to have a master's.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I get it. But also, like, because, like, for, I think for, with a bachelor's in psychology, you really can only be, like, maybe a school guidance counselor. But even then, I don't know.
They don't seem like they have
degrees at all. No, I was going to say, even then, I don't know, because I've met some school guidance counselors, and I don't think so.
I could be a school guidance counselor.
You could be a school... You would be... Do you think you would be a good school guidance counselor, though? Probably not. No, because I feel like you would be like, listen, I wish someone was honest with me at this age. Give up. Like, follow your dreams. Drop out.
Take a trade.
No, I would be a bad school counselor, I feel like. Just because I think I would end up just telling them to, I'd be like, drop out, I guess.
Oh, I was going to say.
Whatever makes you happy.
I think I could be a good principal, though. Because what happens would be, like, the person would be like, oh, Timmy got in a fight with me, or Timmy called me a bitch. And I'd be like, all right, what are you going to do about it?
Sounds like you're being a little bitch.
Yeah. Go fight him.
No, really. I would be a bad... I would really be really... I'd just be bad in any, I guess, management role.
Oh, I what I'm currently say anything. I was like,
that's anything, probably.
Not good.
I'm just bad at everything.
You're good at DSW.
Barely. Because I also feel like... I don't know. I feel like as a principal, you don't really... Like, I see in the movies that they, like... I actually don't remember my principal actually doing anything. Any of my principals in, like, elementary, middle, and high school, I remember them, like, standing at, like, the car line at the end of the day or, like, walking around the school, but I don't remember them actually, like, doing anything. What? Do they? Are you a principal?
God. You know, they have the whole school day to sit in their office and do...
To do what?
Paperwork. Calls.
Who are they calling?
They're calling, other people. Mm. They're having meetings about the next pep rally. Mm. They're having meetings with the sports person for the football game on Friday night. They're having meetings with individual teachers being like, hey, what are you doing? You're not teaching your class. A lot of kids are skipping. You might as well...
Have you seen any of your principals do any of that?
You know what? I haven't, but I have a thought that they do something, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a principal to find out what they do, but I know they give, like, the speeches for the pep rallies and all that kind of stuff, and... I don't know.
I feel like most...
They do something. They're important. That's all I know.
Yeah. I feel like most... Because I feel like most of the people that I've seen getting disciplined, it was by the, like, assistant principal. Like, not the actual principal.
You don't want to deal with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so what do they do?
When you're a boss, you just hand stuff to your secretary. Be like, hey, can you go call this person?
So, all these calls they're making, are they not actually making them?
They could be, like, the ones enforcing it, though. You know what I'm saying? it's like the president. Like, you have all this stuff, and then all these people that do certain things, and then they take the things, and they're like, here, what do you want us to do with this? And then they're like, this, this, and this. And then it gets into law.
Have you ever been president?
I'm not even old enough to.
How old do you have to be?
35.
Me neither.
You getting there, though.
No, I am. I'm getting up there. Because also, I definitely don't have the experience. I think you have to be, like, in Senate.
Both those combined experience.
Well,
this country would burn. You have to be a
Well, I think you have to be a governor first.
You don't have to.
Right?
No.
Oh. What's the qualification? Just being 35 and a U.S. born citizen?
Oh, that was good, Madison. I didn't know you were going to get that one.
I know history.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
So college is really important, to be honest, because I am the dumbest person alive.
I mean, I think you would... Are we done with the present conversation? President?
Yeah, we could be.
Okay, let's be done with it. I was going to say some stuff. I'm like,
maybe not. No, college... Because also with college, though, like, okay, do you think it's important... Like, do you think it's important to be... To go to college regardless of if you have a plan?
I think so. Okay, here's the thing. For me, at least, a lot of classes in college can help you figure out what you want to do, or they could help you, like, further any skills that you want to improve. I know for me, I took a public speaking class at HCC, and that was easily one of the best classes I've ever taken. I hate public speaking. I hate speaking in front of crowds, anything like that. But taking that class made me more confident to, like, publicly speak, I guess. And it taught me a lot of things about how to, like, present myself, how to be persuasive, how to, you know, generate a valid argument and everything. And so something like that, I don't think I would have learned outside of college. As well as, like, if I didn't... Probably since high school, I knew what I wanted to do, which I'm very fortunate to have that, like, idea in my head. I know a lot of people have no clue what they want to do even after college. They just get a degree to get it. But at the same time, I took a lot of classes in college that made me want to be like, oh, I kind of want to switch my major now to do this. Like, I love taking philosophy. I love philosophical talks, those deep talks. What's the meaning of life, you know? How to improve yourself, you know, kind of thing, like, philosophically. And so I wanted to change my major to philosophy after taking that philosophy class. So, you know, I feel like people might want to take different classes and see what they like, if they like archaeology, if they like law, if they like philosophy, psychology, anything like that. It can kind of help them identify with themselves and know what they want to do in life, you know? You might find that little spark. You may be like, okay, I kind of like this, you know? I'm pretty good at forensics. Maybe I'll be a detective or something. Blood spatter analysis.
Okay.
Do you not agree with that? Or?
Like, I think yes and no.
Okay.
If you can afford it, sure. But...
I will say, maybe a community college. If you don't know what to do, community college is the best start for you.
For sure.
Because it is a lot cheaper.
And I think a lot of... That's, like, the mistake that a lot of kids make in high school. I feel like high school, as much as they talk about applying to colleges, they really don't tell you about how to actually, like, navigate to go to college. Of, like, okay, picking classes, picking your major, FAFSA. Like, if you're the first person in your family doing FAFSA... For me, anyway, it was a learning curve. And I had to ask my friends that, like, they had older siblings that could lead me. Because I had no idea what to do. But I do think if you have the money to, like, take classes to figure out what you want to do, or, like, you have, like, the grants or whatever, I 100% think you should. But I wish it was more...
Like, apparent, or, like, more...
Obtainable.
Okay.
To do that. Because I feel like that's my beef with college, is a lot of people force you to be like, oh, well, you need a degree. Okay, and what? Something. Anything,
you
really.
You're kicked out.
No, really. Because then there's other people that are like, they get a degree in something, and they don't know why.
Yeah, I think also that has to deal with, like, parents and, like, just society in general, you know? I think... I'm starting not to see the stereotype of if you go to college, you're going to be wealthy or, you know, you're going to... You have, like, an upper hand or something like that. But at the same time, I feel like... all thoughts just went through my head right there.
Yeah.
But... For me, we're going to go back to the community college thing. And for community college, when I was doing it, I felt really, like, kind of stupid. Like, doing it, like, I was like, man, this is, like, the 13th grade. I'm seeing all my high school, like, friends here. Like,
yeah.
I wish I was at, you know, USF, UCF, like, an actual college, giving, like, the college experience. But, like, looking back at it now, almost finishing, like, university and everything, I loved it. I would do it 100 times over, go to HCC and then university, just because, one, you're saving a ton of money, like you're saying, you know, and then two, it's kind of less stressful in terms of, like, figuring out what you want to do. Just go in, take all these general courses, find out what you're good at, what you might want to do. You know, you could take religion classes, you could take archaeology classes, you could take, like, biology, chemistry, whatever. You know, and there's no real, like, consequence. As in, once you get to university, for me, what I found out was once you declare that major, you're almost stuck with it. And I know people change. No,
but a lot of them don't cross over. Like, exactly. Like, a lot of classes don't transfer to other majors.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, oh, you want to be a nurse or you want to be, a CNA or health sciences, which are still too bad. You have to take a whole other course load.
Yeah, and so that's the big problem, and I feel like that's what community college can kind of help you address, is, like, what you want by taking it. Just, like, these general courses and kind of figuring out what you want to do with your life, you know?
Yeah.
You feel me? Are you still...
No, I get it. I think that... Because I also wish, though, there weren't as many core classes...
For, like, once you, like, declare your major? Or, like, before?
Like, before.
Okay.
Because, like, I get why you would have to take electives. I'm assuming they want you to, like, figure out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the electives that they have, Survey of Jazz. I don't know if you took Survey of Jazz. I took it.
I didn't.
Everybody that, back in my day, everyone that I knew took Survey of Jazz because it was, like, an easy A. As, a, like, an elective undergrad, whatever. But it's, like... You're spending... It's like you're paying for classes, like, you don't necessarily need, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want them... I wish they would restructure that. I feel like more people would go to college if they were set up like trade schools, where you just kind of do what your, like, subject is. Does that make sense?
It does.
Department.
But what happens if you took that Survey of Jazz class and you found out you really liked music? You're like, well, guess I'm going to be a musician now.
Well, I do, like, love music. Hated jazz, so.
Yeah, you like that. What, you like Taylor Swift.
Is that like jazz?
It's not.
Jazz album?
It's not, but that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, I played an instrument for a while. A long time.
Did you? Could you share with the rest of the group? Too bad you just pull
out the saxophone.
Saying.
Yeah, I played alto saxophone in high school and middle school. Didn't like it. I mean, playing it was all right.
You were good, though.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I didn't like it, but I kind of did. I liked knowing about, like, music.
I think it's cool that, like, you can play an instrument.
Yeah. I can understand music, too.
Can you still play... No, I'm only asking because Alexis the other day...
Did she pull out her...
Yeah. She literally, like, we were in the kitchen and we heard her flute. And we haven't heard her play the flute since she was in high school.
Yeah.
And we were like, hello? And we come in and she was like, I just want to see if I can still do it. And she kind of could. Like,
oh, really? Okay.
Like, do you think that you could just... I used to be able to do that with the violin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got too far long of me last time I played the violin. But, like, can you still play? Do you think?
Yeah, I think I could. I think if you gave me, like a piece of music and you're like, hey, play this. I think I can, like, get pretty close.
Okay.
But last time I pulled out my saxophone to, like, look at it, just be like, wow, the memories, whatever.
The mems.
I pulled out my mouthpiece, and I realized I still had my reed still stuck to the mouthpiece.
Oh.
Took it off. It was black. That was nasty. That reed hasn't been off that mouthpiece for, like, maybe 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
How often are you supposed to change it?
They told us to, man. I forgot. Maybe, like, every other week? Maybe
every other week?
Every week, maybe. Well, that's if you play it, because then your saliva gets trapped in there. It kind of settles.
It's moldy.
Yeah. Their saliva. If someone wants to clone me from senior year of high school, they just can. They can. We'll be selling that once this podcast pops off.
Right.
I'll be selling my used reed.
Used trees for $500.
On the,
you could probably get more than
that.
If people actually, like, were obsessed with you like that, you could easily probably get, like, $1,000 for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what, Justin Bieber's, I forgot what, maybe Justin Bieber's, like, hair or something like that sold for, like, $42,000.
His hair?
His hair or, like, something that he had sold on eBay for, like, $40,000. I don't think I'm going to be Justin Bieber level, but...
You could be.
I want to get at least, like, $2 off of my mold.
Yeah, no. People go to college probably for cloning.
That's a scientist, yeah. That's like chemistry, biology kind of thing.
Do people... Never mind.
Go ahead.
No. I don't know if it's a stupid question. Probably.
There's no stupid questions here.
There's
just stupid people.
He said... Do people go to school to be scientists?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they do.
No, but I'm saying, like, when you go to the guidance counselor, right, they say, what's your path? You say, scientist. Like,
but
do they follow up, like, what kind?
Yeah, there's, like where different at? Branches.
Well, do you know what they are?
Like, a chemist is a scientist. A biologist is a scientist.
Yeah, but not, like, I mean, like a Dexter's laboratory scientist.
That's just like a mix, I feel like, of a bunch of different scientists.
Are there any scientists out there that can learn, if possible, what you do or how you went to school?
It's just marketing, all right, business. I can tell you about that. I can't tell you about science. Scientists.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
But so. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm going against you just because I can.
Yeah, and, sure.
You know, this podcast would be kind of boring if I agreed with everything you were saying. So, you know, just throw a little devil's advocate in there, you feel me?
In a silly, goofy mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, there's a portion of me that does, like, I do believe in college. Just because, like, I've gone through it, I've seen, like, what it's done for me, what it hasn't done for me. I'm just speaking my mind. And it's not to say that I'm, like, 100%, like, for college. Because there are some, like, points that people bring up where it's, like, yeah, you definitely don't need a college degree for that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's other things where it's, like, you know, like, for my job, for me in specific, you don't need a college degree for the job that I want to do. But it's also very dependent on the company as well. I know the company, the organization that I wanted to get a job with, they're like, yeah, can you please get a college degree? Yeah, it can literally be anything. Like, yeah, it could be like science, it could be whatever, just we need that college degree from you.
So why do you think that is, though?
I think it's just a level of, like, assurance. I think college also, we didn't talk about this, but I think a college also kind of shows people and, like, companies not only academics, but, like, they showed that you showed up to class. You're responsible. You showed up to class, or you passed all these classes, you know, that you're kind of determined to do something. It shows, like, a personality side of you. Depending on what classes you take, you know, your GPA, just, like, your different achievements and everything, it kind of shows, like, an organization or a company, like, oh, this person, you know, like, they're determined to get this college degree. Like, maybe they're going to be determined to, like, take on these projects that we give them or something like that. you know, something to kind of, like I said, give them assurance that they're not just hiring this, like, hobo off the side of the street that may or may not be, like, the best investment they've ever had, you know, kind of thing. So I think that also, that's another reason it kind of helps to have a college degree when, you know, handing in your application or your resume or something like that.
Okay.
Glad I just gave my, like, whole 2 cents and you're like, all right, sounds good to me.
No, I understand, because, like, I can see it from that perspective, I guess.
I hope you could.
I just traveled for 25 minutes. Because, yeah, no, I see it, I guess.
Okay.
Because, like, I get both sides of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get why a company would look at it and be like, wow, you're very dedicated because you went somewhere for 4 years. You're good at taking instruction. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm like... Like, it doesn't make sense to me why you're requiring a degree. Because some jobs will, like, require a degree for something that has nothing. They're just like, oh, well, you just need a bachelor's in something.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it also just looks better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this goes back, like, far, where it's just, it looks better.
I think it's definitely a societal thing.
Yeah. Like, if you say, like, oh, yeah, my name is Jace Johnson, bachelor's in marketing, you know, MBA or something, you know, something like that.
Versus
Jace Johnson. Hey, my name is Jace lover. Johnson. I just graduated from high school, actually, with my GED. Can I come work for you? You know, I think it's just like, it just sounds better. It sounds, you know, just
like a prestige thing.
Yeah, it kind of makes you more accredited, which my teachers told me that, like, an MBA is just a waste of time. Like, they're just taking your money at that point. It's just for a societal effect.
But I feel like society should change.
Yeah, but that's not gonna happen for a little bit.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think, because I feel like that's stupid. I don't know, I feel like asking someone for a degree in a subject that has nothing to do with what you're doing, like, I get it. Okay, for example, let's say Coke.
I mean, obviously, here's the
DMs you on Twitter.
Okay.
They said, hey, we need VP of marketing.
Okay.
Our VP of marketing should probably have a bachelor's in marketing. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You're like, hey, I'm your guy. I could be the VP of Coke. Sure. Let's say that the same for Coke or whatever, same thing, VP of marketing. Them saying, well, you just need a bachelor's. Why? If you have a bachelor's in, like, biology, what's that going to help you with marketing? You know what I mean? I'm not saying that... Coke, if you're listening, I'm not saying that you specifically are
no,
doing
Coke,
that.
No, Coke, don't hire now!
Really. Don't but you know hire. What I mean? Like, I feel like that's silly.
But here's the thing, as well. I think someone that has a degree in biology isn't going to go for...
No, but I'm saying... That, like, that's just an example.
I know, but, like, it would have been different... I guess it would have been better for you to say, like, oh, someone that got, like, a, that's going for, like, the marketing position, had, like, a, I don't know, philosophy degree or something like that. You know, something that's kind of broad that kind of could help, but, like, really kind of doesn't.
But what are you doing with a bachelor's in biology?
What do you mean?
What I said.
What do you mean, what are you going to do with a bachelor's in biology?
What are you going to do with it?
Become a scientist, like we just
you
said.
Definitely have to have higher than a bachelor's in biology.
Oh,
to be
I mean...
a scientist.
I mean, that's probably, like... It could be an entry-level position.
Truthfully, a bachelor's in most things are a waste of money. Because
a lot
of...
need the bachelor's to get to the master's.
But a lot of people don't want to do... That's what I'm... A lot of people don't want to get that last 2 years, and then they can't do anything with their degree, uh-huh. Unfortunately. Because, again, society, but that's just how, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, oh, there's a lot of degrees where it's, like, you can get a bachelor's and, like, cool, mm-hmm. But the jobs you probably, like, got into studying that for, you probably need a master's or a doctorate.
Okay. But here's the thing with bachelor's as well. They could also help with, I guess, advances. So, in terms of, like... Okay, perfect example. We just learned about this. Okay. I'm taking business skills and best practices, okay? We're talking about, like, negotiation. Like, negotiating, starting contracts, and like salaries, that kind of thing. So say there's a position that doesn't require like a bachelor's, or doesn't require you going to college to, you know, become an associate at the organization. But like, say I have my bachelor's in marketing, and then Timmy next to me just graduated high school, doesn't, like, he's been working at DSW for 2 years. Okay? Mm-hmm. And we both go in for the same position. That bachelor's is going to help me leverage that position more than Timmy that's worked at DSW.
Depends on the position.
If we're going for the same position, it's going to be...
But I'm saying, like...
Because
if you apply to a retail job for a management position, they might take the person who has just worked retail versus someone who has never had a job.
But you know what I could say?
Just has a bachelor's.
You know what I could say? I could say, yeah, I haven't worked in retail, but I've taken multiple classes in Microsoft. I specialized in Microsoft Excel, coding, management, and business administration.
I get where you're coming from. The people that I've hired at a retail store... I'm picking the person that has worked retail. I don't give a fuck what marketing class you took. You never ran a register? Pass. Sorry.
No. Okay, are we talking about sales associate?
But what I'm...
manager. Because a manager has a...
But still...
No, because okay, some of the managers...
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Once upon a time, there was a manager at DSW who didn't know what the...
Because they didn't go to fucking college.
They did, though. That's the thing. They did go to college, okay. And you met that individual. Now, do you think that individual... deserves your spot over you who has just retail experience? You know what I mean? It's not like a... I feel like it's not like a... It's not. It's a very gray situation with stuff like this.
I think it comes down to personal preference as well.
It comes down to personal preference, the job. Because some people, again, it really depends. Some people in society are like, wow... They know college. They've been to college. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they're very educated. They would be perfect in this position. Mm-hmm. Other people might look at it as, well, I didn't go to college. This person has a lot of experience. This person has never had a job. They've just been to college. I don't want the person who has never held a job. Mm-hmm. I want the person who has held a job.
No, I feel like
it depends on the job, and I feel like it just depends. Like...
So would you would you say the same thing for like the if you're going with like, I don't know, maybe like a secretary position?
Okay.
Would you say the same thing that you have this one person that's worked not as a secretary, but it's just had like customer service experience and these just different business, or not business, but like public working experiences? I don't know how to say that. Like, someone that's had a job, you know, and then you have someone that just got out of college specializing or has a bachelor's in, you know, like HR or something like that, or like some type of business administration. Like,
honestly, it wouldn't matter. It would be whoever interviewed better.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, there are certain jobs you're not better because you have a college degree. Mm-hmm. Like, I have had my fair share of jobs. Mm-hmm. All of them have been vastly different in vastly different areas. I have gotten all of those jobs by being a manager at a retail store. Don't know, only solely because they're like, well, we know that you can manage a group of people. Mm-hmm. You can make a schedule. And you've interviewed people before. You know, clearly you have cash handling, customer service, whatever. Yeah. I've gotten a lot of jobs that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I was up against.
But just you yourself.
Just me applying, and I'm like, the competition's crazy out here. But there was one job that, I mean, the manager I became friends with after the fact and told me that it was me and one person that they were going for. But I got the job. But I got the job because it might have been a personality hire. So I'm not really selling the point. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like it...
You have the qualifications.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a college degree. Mm-hmm. I feel like it just... Because customer service, you need customer service in every single job you work at, for the most part. At least 98% of jobs, you have to deal with someone in a customer service setting.
Okay.
Like, even, like, nursing or doctors. The patients are technically the customers. Like, you still have to provide good customer service to them. You know? Well, you still have to provide good customer service if you're representing an organization. So you're saying if you beam some kid in the head with a ball, they're going to be like, that's fine. He has a bachelor. Can I be there for that HR meeting?
You know what? Oh, man.
They're like, hey, so you kicked a kid down the stairs, and you're like, says University of South Florida. Lower your voice when you speak to me.
I will say there was a time when I was doing, like, promotions and everything where I did have to deal with, like, customers and, like, just kids and everything like
right.
that. One kid beamed me with the ball.
No, sorry.
I had a black eye.
Damn.
You don't remember that?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Like, we might have not done the podcast.
No.
But I remember... I have a picture. I'll send
it to you. Yeah. I was going to say, I remember you telling me, but not, I didn't actually see your black eye.
I got the picture. Maybe we'll post them on Instagram. Now that people know what our
we look like.
No, everyone was just like, ooh. And then they just went back to what they were doing. I was like, all right.
Actually, yeah, we'll post on Instagram.
Now that people know what we look like and everything, we'll start posting pictures of ourselves.
Could you imagine not listening to the podcast for the first time and then going on the Instagram and be like, who the fuck?
That's the one thing I'm wondering is, like, people that are watching this that have never, like, that don't know what we look like, because we didn't, like, tag, like, ourselves in our own Instagram.
No, and also I don't know, I don't know what I would sound like to people, like, what people like when people listen to your voice, like, what do you think they imagine?
I don't think people expect you to be Hispanic.
Me neither, to be honest, because I'm not. People probably think you're Hispanic.
You know, that's a good question. Anyone that's watching this for the first time, leave in the comments of, like, the Spotify thing or on Instagram, what ethnicity do you think I am? Am I...
Actually, leave in the comments what ethnicity you think we both are, because we're the same, but we look... vastly different.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But you look like...
Should I give them, like, hints? Like, not hints, but, like, options? Because I feel like someone's going to be like, oh, that person's...
Hawaiian. You look Hawaiian.
Yeah, no,
told me that you were Hawaiian, I would believe it.
I've gotten Hawaiian, Dominican, Cuban, Puerto Rican...
Filipino.
Mixed. I've gotten Greek. Like... everything under the sun. A really tan white person. I've gotten everything. So I would really like to know that if you don't know who we are and this is your first time seeing us, what ethnicity do you think both of us are? Because I think you're going to get it wrong.
Yeah.
100%.
I can't even say what I think they're going to say because then they might not say it.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Yeah, okay. What?
But, nothing.
Oh, okay. Right,
okay. But anyway, college good, maybe bad, depending on the person.
Yeah. Just
like, I guess, like, the conclusion of that.
I don't know what kind of made me be like, college is good, but, like, yeah, I think it just depends on the person.
Did your parents go to college?
They did.
So I feel like that has a lot to do with it.
Well, my dad did. My mom, I think she just got, like, her AA or something like that, maybe. But I'm not sure what she did.
To be honest, no idea.
I've known the lady for 23 years. Yeah. Don't know what she
not sure what she does in life, to be honest. But I do feel like that's another, like,
oh yeah,
aspect of it, is if your parents are super, like, a college, you should do it. Or if your parents are very much, like, do your best. But...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So thank you so much for watching our first ever recorded CarCast. Make sure to subscribe to us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Now YouTube, though. YouTube.
Now YouTube.
Maybe we'll try to get it up by Saturday. Friday? Sunday? Probably. Are you doing Sunday. It? Am I doing it? It's going to
we'll
get
figure
up.
Figure it out.
It's
either way, it's getting up on Sunday, maybe. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and watching now. Bye.